Donald Trump is getting cooked during his State of the Union.
That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of...
Get his ass. I can't tell what's more pathetic, Donald Trump's State of the Union address, where he's barely making sense, or the actual State of the Union itself under Donald Trump's leadership. I mean, since he took office, for a quick recap, inflation is up, unemployment up, consumer sentiment down to its lowest point since 2014, housing prices up, the cost of goods due to tariffs is up, and Donald Trump is screwing our relationships with other countries while utter destruction is happening domestically. I mean, deaths from ICE up. I could sit here all day and go on, but I want to show you how Democrats in Congress handled Donald Trump's State of the Union speech, because he got some pushback and some resistance in quite clever ways from people like Representative Al Green, who held up a sign this year, and his sign said, quote, "Black people are not apes." Look at this. He's holding up a sign directly to Donald Trump's face. Trump absolutely saw this when he walked in. Remember, it says, "Black people are not apes." Then you see Steve Scalise tear the sign out of his hand. Look at this. Steve Scalise basically knocks the sign down, but not before we got a really good photo of Trump standing here. And to his right, it says, "Black people aren't apes." I think this photo is worth a lot. What do they say? One picture is worth a million words. Right here, Representative Rashida Tlaib has her "fuck ICE" pin on the left of her chest. I am certain some Republicans saw this pin, and I am certain this triggered the hell out of some Republicans. Representative Tom Suozzi straight up fell asleep while Donald Trump was speaking. This is a beautiful sight to see. The camera stayed on him for a bit, highlighting his Ukraine pin and his American flag pin while he's falling asleep during Donald Trump's speech. Listen to the way Trump is slurring his words throughout this as well. And by the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you want to boost the anti-Trump resistance, the pro-democracy message that we push every day. Check this out.
The State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe. So tonight, I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle.
I mean, Tom Suozzi's head only pops up when he hears how bad Donald Trump is slurring. Listen to the slurs.
Really believe.
Not the slurs, but the... Listen to the slurring.
Representatives really believe. So tonight, I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle.
Now, this is where it begins to hit the fan. Donald Trump tries to essentially target out the Somali community of America. And I believe he's looking at Representative Ilhan Omar while he says this, because he is constantly targeting her. It's not a guess. He is relentlessly targeting Representative Ilhan Omar, calling for her to be deported, calling her a fake American, saying racist BS. And when he starts to say this, in the next clip I'll play, Representative Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib fire back. But let's watch the lead up to it.
The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders.
What in the white nationalist State of the Union? Remember when Biden gave his State of the Union and it was about peace, it was about strength, it was about democracy, it was about protecting Ukraine and standing up to dictators?
Brings those problems right here to the USA. And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. We're going to take care of this problem. We are not playing games. Delilah.
This is absolutely disgusting and despicable. A few things. Immigrants commit crimes at lower rates than native-born U.S. citizens. This is just a fact. You can look this up and Google it. It is true. Secondly, Republicans have such a one-sided, superficial, fake view of how immigration works and how people work in the United States. The reality is that immigrants do take up resources because everybody takes up resources. I take up space and housing. You take up electricity and water. Everybody that you love takes up space on the road. Everybody takes up space. Everybody takes up something, but we also give. We also create. You have a job. Your loved ones have a job. I have a job. We are constantly creating and adding to this economy, and so do immigrants. Where I grew up back in Indiana, in Northwest Indiana, there is a beautiful community of Muslims who moved and are predominantly like heart surgeons and doctors and dentists. There's a lot of upward mobility when your parents are putting pressure on you to go to medical school or law school or whatever, which creates a lot of driven, very, very smart Muslims in Indiana. I mean, my grandpa came from Syria and he started a business where he employs dozens of people and feeds dozens of families. So the point is, immigration is good for the United States. Of course, we want the people that immigrate here to love the United States, but Donald Trump doesn't care either way. He thinks if anybody moves here, unless you're like a white South African, if anybody else moves here other than white South Africans, then he wants to target you and make your life a living hell. This is why Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib decide to heckle Donald Trump as he goes full fear-mongering white nationalist. And if you think for a second that this is too disrespectful or something, then I urge you to watch the prior video on my channel where I get into a heated debate with Geraldo Rivera and Chris Cuomo over this exact thing, over the disrespect, and I explain that Trump is the one who's dragged us to new lows.
That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
He is going full unhinged Mad King mode. Let me just contextualize this for you. Donald Trump is uniquely unpopular. He's more unpopular than he was after January 6th, and it's partially because of his immigration policy. It's because ICE has murdered U.S. citizens, and we all saw it with our eyes. It's because of the covering up of the Epstein files, and what he's deciding to do is double down on all of his shittiest policies, and they are going to get smacked around come the midterms because we're all going to go vote. We're going to exercise our right to vote them out, and we are going to take back our country so we don't have to be ruled by somebody who quite literally downplays the killing of U.S. citizens. Here is Ilhan Omar shouting at Donald Trump, "You have killed U.S. citizens," referring to Alex Preddy and Renee Nicole Good, who were murdered in Minneapolis.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I hate this guy. Donald Trump is the one who has sent ICE agents to cities which have killed U.S. citizens. Donald Trump is the one who pardoned the former president of Honduras who tried to smuggle 500 kilos of cocaine into the United States. Trump is the one who has pardoned violent criminals, people who have gone back out and sex offended after January 6th. He is the one who is pro-crime. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.